Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ami Khazar is here. Ami is a great member of our Brain Trust now. More than coming up on 10 years, he's been hanging out with us. And he's the CEO and the founder of Multifunding. He helps a lot of people get the funding that they need. And he's an award-winning entrepreneur. And many of you see his byline across cyberspace. He's a very prolific writer on the topic of getting funding and how to grow your business properly. He's got, I'm very excited because he's got his new book out right now. I've been hammering him for a long time to get this book done because he's got a lot to say, a lot of important stuff to say. The title is The Growth Dilemma, Determining Your Entrepreneurial Type to Find Your Financing Comfort Zone. And he's our good friend, Ami Khazar. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, always a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. As always, congratulations on the book. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Like my third child.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. So, all right, the growth dilemma. Explain what you mean by that.
So, I think, you know, first of all, this book is not about those who are building the next Facebook or trying to build the next Facebook or Twitter Amazon or big, you know.
This is not Silicon Valley startup stuff.
This is not Silicon Valley startup, and you know our media writes 99% about that.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately,
never mind that there are millions of other people out there who don't fit that category.
Yeah, that's correct. 99% of businesses, those financing choices aren't applicable to them.
Mm-hmm.
99% of businesses aren't venture backed, and so
candidates for that.
Candidates. If you're a Main Street business, or you have other choices and other issues, and there isn't necessarily an ecosystem designed to support you, and you struggle with choices about how big you want your business to become, how much risk you want to take, and you know how you want to move forward. So, do you want your business to grow from $1 million in revenue this year to $3 million, or are you happy with where you're at and you're happy with 5% growth? You have to make a choice about what you want to be, if you're happy with your lot and how much risk you want to take. And that's the growth dilemma. Often in the last few years as I've built multi-funding, there's one thing I lie awake worrying about is, am I doing that fast enough?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And should I take on more risk and more leverage and more debt? And these are very personal and complex choices. And what the book is designed to do is not to prescribe the answer to you, but to give you a set of tools and questions and things to think through that will help you find what is, hopefully, test your assumptions and help you find your financing comfort.
And he does that very elegantly in the book, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Ami, I was talking to Carl Schramm, who used to be the CEO of Kauffman Institute, and he and I were having a similar conversation that you and I are having right now. The average entrepreneur out there, most entrepreneurs are not Silicon Valley startups. They're Main Street small businesses, and their growth dilemma is not just about their products or their services. It also includes how do they get that funded, as you talk about in your world all the time. But it's also about what fits them. What do they want? Well, as you talk about in the book, what are they comfortable with? Do I want to scale to 500 employees, or can I be just as happy with 35 employees or 5 employees?
Right. And the answer is that there's no right answer.
That's right.
Right.
And what I want to make sure people realize is there's no shame or no medal. You get no medal, or nor should you be ashamed for choosing any of those. It's whatever's best for you, right? And the marketplace needs all of those people.
That's right, and that's your right. You're once you become, you decided to take this path, and nobody could fire you. it's now your choice. You've earned the right to do what you want with that.
Right. Well, there is. Now I'm going to argue with the nobody part. Your customers can fire you. That's one thing. They've always got the last say, don't they, Ami? Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back. Folks, I'm so excited about Ami's new book, The Growth Dilemma. Ami Kazar, you got to find this book. It's not a huge book. It's perfectly designed to help you find out where you can find your entrepreneurial comfort zone. 20 tips. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.